How much does an injury set back a guy like Denham, who doesn't have a lot of experience, and where's the rubber stamp?
You know, with Anthony, there's nothing he could have done. I mean, he was practicing, he was playing, you know, he's playing well, and then he just got hurt there. I mean, there's nothing you can do about a thing like that. It's not like he was out of shape or anything like that. It's just, you know, hopefully he gets back soon, and then we could get him, you know, get him going a little bit. And then the other two, Billy and Adam, have done a good job coming along. You know, obviously we had Billy in the spring, so, you know, him making the transition from wide receiver at Shepherd to NFL tight end, I think he's done a good job. You know, he's working hard at it. He's learning the position. I mean, he's doing good. And then Adam showed up. I think the vets had already reported to camp when he was here. And then obviously going from playing rugby to playing tight end in the NFL it's been a challenge for him, but I thought he's doing a good job. Again, he's studying a lot. He's working hard at it. And then, you know, he got a catch the other night, which was fun to see. Had a couple nice blocks the other night, which was good. So he's making progress as well.
Can you kind of describe the intangible factor, you know, that Brent Celek adds, you know, especially because he really hasn't had a lot of been involved as much with the offense over the last few years, but everybody, you know, he still seems to be pretty much respected as like a big teammate that helps people.
I think Brent's been very involved in the offense. I mean, he hasn't put up the numbers, I guess, that he had earlier in his career, but he's a very vital part of this offense. And then he's the leader of this team. He's one of the leaders of this team. He's one of the more respected guys on this team just because of the way, not only he's been in Philly for so long, but the way he goes about his business. You know, the football and the Philadelphia Eagles is important to Brent, and he comes into work every day with that mindset, with that attitude, and it, you know, the young guys see, you know, here's a guy that's been playing in the NFL, I think this is his 11th year, and he still has the same attitude. You know, he wants to get better, he takes it serious, it's important to him. So it's good for young players coming in to see, okay, well, if I want to make it 11 years, I better have that kind of attitude.
Just the things that he does physically to get himself ready, you know.
It's unbelievable.
You see that rubbing off, too?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I just in the tight end room, I mean, you know, some of the extra stuff that he does, I think Zach and Trey will, you know, start doing, and some of the other guys, you know, throughout the team do. It's just, and he's smart with it. I wish I'd had somebody like that. I might have been able to hold on another couple of years, take care of my body the way he does.
Does he remind you of yourself at all? With the attitude,
no.
Effort?
No. Well, the attitude and the effort, yeah. But he's a much better athlete than I am. He's much better at the line of scrimmage than I was. No, he's great. I mean, he's really been he's great for this organization. He's really been helpful for me since I've been here as well.
How has he handled going from being the feature tight end to being the complimentary piece to Zach Ertz over the last couple of seasons?
He's great. I mean, he's, you know, he helps Zach out as much as he can. You know, we'll sit in the meeting, we'll be watching something, and those two will just start talking back and forth, and it's not, you know, they're just, okay, this is what I see, this is what, you know, they work well together, and, you know, Trey's part of that conversation as well, obviously, the last couple of years. Those guys, all three of those guys really work well together, and it makes my job a lot easier.
Trey is one of those hybrid guys that mm-hmm. play pretty much anywhere. Mm-hmm. Why is tight end the best spot for him, or is it necessarily even that?
I'm glad it is. No, Trey's great. Trey's a very intelligent player, and then he has a nice combination of a size and athletic ability, so we could move him around all over the field. You know, his strength is as a route runner, but he's not afraid to stick his face in there. He'll fight you at the line of scrimmage. You know, plays with great effort, and he had a really nice end of the last half of the season, and then coming into training camp, I think Trey's playing really well.
How much was that a confidence boost for him, being able to have that success at the end of last season, and then being able to carry that over to 2017?
Oh, I think I'm sure it was a great. You'd have to ask him that, but I'm sure it was a great confidence boost for him. But I mean, it was. You know, there was no hesitation. You know, he just went in there and started, you know, Trey, we need you to go do this, and he did it, and he worked at it, and he studied, you know, before going in, he knew kind of some of the stuff that he was going to be asked to do, and Trey, being a professional, studied it, asked some questions, and, you know, and so forth, and did a really nice job for us.
When you come in with the two tight ends, sometimes the three, especially not having a fullback, is it mm-hmm. important that you guys make progress in being able to run out of those formations, and have they made progress in that?
Yeah, it's important to run out of those formations because then it's not defenses don't know what you're going to do. I think we have. We've made some progress. I think all three of those guys have gotten better at the line of scrimmage and in their technique and their blocking. So it's been fun to see. It's refreshing because they don't mind doing it. They enjoy doing it. You know, you put on something, say, this is what we're going to, you know, this is how we want to block this, and they're all in, and, you know, they work at it. We'll work at it in practice. And then a lot of times when I talk to them after games, is they're more upset about missing a block than they are, you know, if they ran a bad route or something like that.
Has the room changed at all from a mindset perspective since the trade of Jordan Matthews?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's, I think those guys, and I've said this before, the best thing about that room is they come out and they practice hard every day. And there's, you know, I've coached the top three for 4 years, and then the rest of them have just kind of fallen in line. It's that I never have to worry about when those guys cross the line if I'm going to get, if they're, you know, are they going to practice hard day or not. That's never been a concern of mine. And then so we just, you know, they just go out there and practice, and they do what is asked of them, and they work hard at it. They try to get better every day. And so as far as, you know, with the trade with Jordan, I don't think that's affected them at all.
I mean, I guess from that standpoint mentally, but more so from that the tight end might be asked to be more of a featured role now.
I always thought we were pretty heavily involved in the offense, so I don't know how much that's going to change with or without. I mean, we're still going to, you know, Coach Peterson and the staff, we're still going to try to do what's best, you know, for the offense and put people in position to succeed and what gives us the best chance to score points. So I don't think it's changed at all.
I mean, could it be more, especially because, you know, probably the guys that you're going to have this year, you know, they might be the only ones returning, except for maybe Nelson Aguilar from last year. He might be throwing it to.
No, I mean, we'll see how that plays out, I guess. There's no way to tell. Those guys are preparing for the season like we prepared last year, and we'll always prepare, and that's to be the best player that they can, and then as a coaching staff we'll put them in the positions to succeed.
As a coach, what's it like watching the rapport that Zach and Carson have developed over the last couple seasons?
I think it's good. I mean, it's phenomenal, and, you know, they're good friends off the field, which and then both those guys have the same mindset of they want to do things right, they want to be better, they want to have success. So, and they both know to do that you need to practice and practice and practice, and, you know, during, especially not really much during training camp, but like during the season, you'll see those guys just working on individual stuff, you know, game plan specific stuff, like I said, and then during training camp they just work on everything. So it's they have the same mentality, and they both want to have success, and they both know how to get it done.